All right. Hey, hello, everybody tuning in. Thank you for doing so. This is our very first Decatur Area Arts Council Darts podcast. Darts being, of course, Decatur Arts. And you've got the Arts Council crew here. My name is Jason Albright. With me is...
Gary Johnson.
And...
Kim Faust.
We have several different things that we've discussed with this podcast in terms of what it could be, how we want it to grow. Initially, we are going to talk just Arts Council stuff, but we intend to grow it at some point, yes?
Yeah, we'll talk about a variety of things that are happening coming up in this month, things that just happened to get people up to speed, and then maybe we'll focus on a specific topic that people might be interested in hearing a little more about, rather than a whole bunch of tidbits.
And feedback is welcome as well. If there's something that you listening would like to hear, arts related here in the Decatur area, let us know. But for today, Happy New Year,
first
and foremost.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, I had a great holiday myself.
well, tell us all about it. We have approximately 12-ish minutes.
No, I think I'll talk more about Arts Council.
Gotcha. Okay, we'll do that then. holiday speaking, Christmas Card Lane. This was something new that we started this year and was largely welcomed by the community.
Absolutely. It was what I call an outdoor public art competition. And we invited folks from around the community to participate. We had 18 people. We gave them a 4 by 6 foot sheet of plywood that we had primed with white paint, said, take that home and paint it to look like a Christmas card. And they did. They brought it back in. We had them on display in downtown Decatur, and the community was invited to vote on their favorites.
And vote they did.
Vote they did. We had nearly 1,000 people vote through our website, and we had 3 winners. The top 3 vote getters were Johns Hill Magnet School, number 1, Shelley Polly, a local artist, was second place, and First Christian Church Arts Academy was third place. And each of those groups got a cash prize. It turned out to be a really fun experience for all those involved, and we think it added to the festive nature of downtown Decatur.
Oh, absolutely. The Saturday morning that we actually put these cards up, immediately we saw people coming by, standing there, taking pictures next to them, adults, kids. It was a lot of fun to see that immediate reaction to it.
Yeah, you know? They just painted them with paint. Some people glued objects on. Some people even had solar panels on there to light lights on their Christmas cards. So it was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
And we'll be doing that again next year.
Excellent. We just wrapped up Christmas articles, speaking of holiday stuff. And so we've got new stuff in the gallery. What is happening right now in the gallery? It's not one of our exhibits put together by Sue Powell.
It's an annual exhibit called the Young Artist Showcase, sponsored by Illinois Art Gallery, formerly Gallery 510. It runs throughout the month of January. They'll be having a gallery opening event. It would be January 11th. That's a mm-hmm. Friday from 5 to 7:30.
And because of New Year's, the first Friday
is now a second
Friday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. As part of that first Friday, second Friday event, they'll also be giving awards out to all the kids who are exhibiting here. There are a little over 100 pieces displayed in the gallery right now, and they are kids grades 5 through 8. And on the January 11th event, they will give awards out to 5th and 6th graders at 5:30 and awards to 7th and 8th graders at 6:30. So that'll be a really great evening for those kids and their parents and their friends to come down and check out the art that these kids have created.
And there's some really fun pieces just for anybody else who wants to come in and look at these things. There's some really fun pieces that kids have generated.
It's a great opportunity for these kids because over 200 pieces of artwork were submitted and they were judged and juried by the Illinois Art Gallery, and they chose about 100 pieces to be displayed here in the Analoid Gallery. So it's kind of special for those kids to have their work in a legit art gallery in downtown Decatur.
Super exciting. Oh, gosh, yeah.
It's extra fun.
Well, awesome. So that's a little bit of stuff that's been happening, and we've got plenty of stuff planned for 2019. But
right.
One thing that we thought would be, since it's a new year and new stuff is happening, we thought it would be interesting to really kind of talk today about grants. And that's one of the reasons why we have Kim here. And I know that you are super excited to be a part of this podcast. I wish you could all see the electricity that is just here with us. But
super excited.
Tell us a little bit about grants, Kim.
Yeah, I think there might be some confusion as to what grants are, who grants are for. What is it that we would like for people to know about grants and our part in that process.
Oh my goodness, we have money to give away. And who doesn't love money?
Money's good.
Given away. Decatur Area Arts Council has 3 granting deadlines in our fiscal year, October 1st, February 1st, which is coming up, and May 1st. So February 1st, we're accepting applications from churches, schools, nonprofits, and maybe even municipalities that can submit an application for an arts-related project or event that they may have an idea for, something that they've already planned, something that they want to plan, something that they just want to do. And then they can submit a grant to us. The typical grant is about $300 to $700-ish, just depending on how many applicants we have, how much money we have to give away. So I don't want people to think that we've got tens of thousands to give away.
We generally, on an annual basis, give away between $10,000 and $12,000 each year to those not-for-profit groups that are in our service area. And those people who qualify are any not-for-profit in Macon County, Clinton, Assumption, Mequa, Pena, and Taylorville. So if you have a not-for-profit group or a school or a church or a municipality, whatever, that like Kim said, that has a program or project that's arts-focused, you qualify. And our next deadline is February 1st.
So a program or a project that is art-focused. What are some examples of grants that we have awarded dollars to in the past?
Merle Forsyth Grade School got awarded a grant to help their fifth graders perform a musical.
They're doing a production of 101 Dalmatians, the musical.
Oh, wow.
And they're hiring an assistant to come in to help direct and help do some choreography. And he is sort of a big deal that came to Millikan, their theater department. And so he is offered to help this fifth graders put on this production, and they're very excited to have him.
So they're giving him a stipend for his the work he does with the fifth graders there, and the Arts Council is helping with that financially.
The Decatur Park District submitted a grant to help their perform program to...
They're staging a production of Beauty and the Beast.
Thank you.
And they have three theater professionals that require some compensation for all the time they're going to contribute to this production. And so, again, the Arts Council was able to supply some financial support to help bring those people in to help the Park District put together a really terrific production of Beauty and the Beast.
That's actually a great example of a big scale project that we were able to help them with a very specific, smaller portion of their budget. So in that particular project brings in a lot of money, and it had a really big budget, but our little bit helped them bring in these professionals.
So there's something to be said for being creative about what it is you're applying for in terms of the grant.
Right. One other that we recently awarded was to the Decatur Christian School, and we gave them some financial support to get a makerspace started for the kids there at the school, that it will encourage them to use their imaginations and their inventiveness. So makerspaces are a growing thing, and Decatur Christian School is kind of at the cutting edge there with the help of the Arts Council.
Yeah, and the grant that they submitted helped them buy the supplies and extra tape and batteries and kits that they needed to make cool things out of just stuff.
So if you have a program or a project coming up in the next year where you think maybe the Arts Council will be able to help you out with a financial grant, contact us. You can go to our website for sure, decaturarts.org, and download the application. You just go to the spot that says grants, click on that. It'll give you a little explanation to have it download. Or you can give us a call and you can talk to Kim.
Yes, you can call me and talk to me, and I'm happy to help. If the grant process seems a little daunting or overwhelming, I can help you walk through it and help you put together your budget and maybe even help you come up with some ideas on how to fine-tune the grant itself. So, yeah, feel free to give me a call.
Because the committee that reviews these grant applications is not the staff.
No, it's
not. We have
an
independent committee of individuals who take a great deal of time and effort to review these grants and determine which ones they think are deserving of a grant and exactly how much of their requested amount they'll receive. You may not get all that you request, but it's likely you'll get something if it is an arts-focused program.
And as you're thinking about your project or event, the grant committee really does favor things that have a final event a final performance, a final public showing.
It's not necessarily an ongoing something that pays off, so to speak.
I'm not going to say that that's not ever been funded, but mostly no. It's a one-time thing that, you know, that the public can be a part of, and they especially have a fondness for children. And education.
And arts events that have an educational element.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the underserved.
Right.
So
underserved populations.
Underserved populations, those children that might not always have access to the arts, or people that may be disabled and not always have access to the arts, or people that are shut in and might not always have access to the arts. People that are underserved as far as the arts go, the committee really has a fondness for those types of things.
Well, the sound of that beep, I don't know if that picked up or not. I'm pretty sure it did. means we're done talking about grants. But briefly, February 1st is the next deadline. When are the additional deadlines again?
May 1st will be the one after that. So if you are thinking about something for summer, or if you're a school that's thinking about early fall project, May 1st would be your deadline for that. And then October 1st will be the next one.
Excellent, excellent. Well, great. We want to wrap things up real quick with something. We want to look forward to some things coming up here in January. So, Kim, what is it that you were looking forward to in January?
I'm so excited to attend the faculty recital series, Midday Music, here at the Arts Council on January 23rd, where the faculty at Millikan is going to be performing four-handed duets on the piano.
Awesome.
So that's going to be so exciting.
It's a free event.
It is a free
event
at lunchtime. 12:15.
Mm-hmm. It's about 30 or 40 minutes long. You can bring your lunch if you like. Just come on down to the Ann Lloyd Gallery on that day. That's Wednesday, January 23rd.
Did you say free?
It is free.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, free?
Free.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just sort of a preview of their big recital that's going to be
the following Sunday.
February 3rd.
Mm-hmm. And they are a lot of fun. I mean, coming in and seeing that. And
you can talk to these music professors who are performing, learn a little bit more about what they're doing and how they do it. And they have some time after they perform to talk.
Yeah, good stuff. Jerry, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to a cool event that's coming up. It's real soon. It's January 9th through the 11th. It's a three-day masterclass workshop taught by Martin Atkins. He's a fairly new Millikan professor, but the guy has had a vast amount of experience in the rock and roll world, in the music business. And he played drums with the Nine Inch Nails and Public Image Limited with Johnny Rotten back through the 80s. And then he got more into the business side. So he is the coordinator of music business at Millikan since fall of 2017. He's doing a three-day masterclass, January 9th, 10th, and 11th. I don't have the fee in front of me. I think it may be couple $100, but it's a three-day thing.
Mm-hmm.
It takes place on Millikan's campus, and then they'll also go off campus to various sites, and you'll learn all about merchandising and touring and making your band more successful, or whatever you're doing in music, how to promote yourself and how to represent yourself. He's just got this vast amount of knowledge that he's acquired over the last 40 years, and he'll have special guests there as well to talk about this.
I would imagine that even if you are not in a band and looking to do these things and put these things in motion, he would just be an interesting person to listen to.
He's written two books. His newest book is called Band Smart, which is the focus of this particular masterclass, and he wrote a book about 10 years ago called Tour Smart, which is kind of the Bible for a lot of touring bands who just want to do it better and be more successful at it. So that's a pretty cool event over at Millikan University.
Awesome, awesome. My look forward is I got to bring it back in-house again as well. Jenny Cowgill, who takes care of all of our classes and everything, she has decided to do another acrylic pour. It's a Cocktails and Creations class, but these acrylic pours, it's going to be on January 17th. They're so awesome. We did this all together for our Christmas party.
Yep.
And it's great because there's a sense of control to what you're doing, and then no control at all. And
right.
And what happens at the end of it when all is said and done is you just get this really awesome piece of artwork, and it's a lot of fun. I encourage you to check it out if you can. January 17th, Cocktails and Creation acrylic pour.
And it takes relatively no skill.
Absolutely, right.
You can make some creative choices and then leave it up to chance.
Chance and gravity.
Yeah, so happy accidents are, and you get to sit there and watch it unfold before your eyes.
It's a lot of fun. So that's my look forward to. It's
cool.
Always a good time. So hey, our first podcast. Woo-hoo! I think we did it. That's it.
Check and done.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We plan to at least initially try for one of these a month. If we like what we're doing, if you like what we're doing, we'll maybe try and do some a little more often.
At the beginning of each month, yeah. We have our monthly email that we send out to all the folks who have subscribed to our e-newsletter, and this will be a link attached to that.
So we'll see where this goes. Okay. But this first one was fun. Hope you enjoyed it. For the Decatur Area Arts Council, I am Jason Albright.
Jerry Johnson.
And Kim Bouse.
And we will see you next time. We'll not see you. We'll talk at
you'll
you.
Hear from us.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Bye-bye.